This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And also, welcome everybody watching now on our live video stream in the Silver Lake Channel, the first year of the Silver Lake Channel, and this is, I believe, the sixth volleyball event we've done this year for the Eagles, and one of those was against Jeff West at Silver Lake earlier in the year, and it is Silver Lake Jeff West coming up here in the second of our three varsity matches tonight from Perry Lee Compton High School. If you're just tuning in or just checking in on the Silver Lake Channel, Perry Lee Compton won the first set 25-21. Jeff West came back and won set two 25-14, 25-15. They're now 20-11 on the year. Perry Lee Compton falls to 18-11, the third time they met this year, and all three of their matches went three sets. Jeff West now has beaten them two out of three. Silver Lake Jeff West meeting for the third time this year. Jeff West is 0-2 against Silver Lake. Silver Lake winning in straight sets 25-23, 25-17 at Silver Lake in a triangular on September 23rd. And a few days later, Grosville Tournament, Silver Lake won in pool play over Jeff West 25-18, 25-17. Last year they met just once. Silver Lake won that in straight sets. Well, we have a little bit of time to talk about. You guys have seen a lot of different volleyball teams so far this year, and we're focusing on the Big East League. And, of course, Holton going from 4A to 3A gives them a really good chance. Of course, they beat the state last few years in 4A. They're certainly a contender in 3A. We've seen them push Silver Lake to the brink and the limit three separate times. Nemoff Central kind of got to an up-and-down start. They seem to be maybe peaking right now at the right time. You never underestimate a team led by Jessica Cook. So of the volleyball teams in the Big East League, we obviously know Silver Lake can make a run. They're 32-1. But is there anybody else in this league, B-Tad, that you think we're maybe sleeping on a little bit in the Big East League that can maybe make a run? Obviously, Rossville's in 2A, and they're a team that's ranked in that classification.
Yeah, it's just pretty crazy at this point. You mentioned it earlier in the broadcast. At one point, there were six teams out of the 11 that were ranked at one point. And you look at Silver Lake, top team in 3A. Holton, you mentioned the reclassification. They're number five. They were in the latest KBA ranks. So those are going to come out tomorrow. Be interesting to see how that kind of jockeys for position or if another team maybe pops back in. Riley County, a 20-win team. Rossville, of course, we've seen them ranked. You take away the bottom four teams in the standing right now, and even Royal Valley's part of that crew. They got some very good athletes, good size up front. They have double-digit wins, but, you know, you see Perry Lee Compton, Nemaha Central, you know, sitting at 5-4. That's right in the middle of the pack, but just with how everything's shaken out this year and how competitive these teams have been, if you really take outside Silver Lake and Holton, everyone's just kind of beat up on each other a little bit. I mean, you got six teams with at least 17 wins or more, and just depends how the regionals are going to shape out. Some of these teams might end up seeing each other and, you know, keeping one or the other away from the state tournament, but you can make an argument for six or seven teams in this league that are good enough to potentially be in that 18 field at state, but it may not work like that just based off region.
Absolutely, and this is the second year of the Big East League. Last year, Nemoff Central won it. Silver Lake was second. It's kind of crazy. It's Silver Lake and Nemoff Central are not going to meet until next Tuesday for the first time this year, and that should be interesting to see, you know, how far Nemoff Central has come along. And that's the thing. We see some of these teams from various leagues, but in particular, I think of Nemoff Central. Like, don't ever count them out, ever, because they always find a way to be peaking at the right time.
Yeah, Nemoha Central is a great team that has a lot of collegiate players that go on, and that, you know, that's what really sustains that program, is that they just have players year in and year out that can play at a top level. Right now, Honeyman at Highland Community College is one of the best players in all of NJCAA. I actually get to see her tomorrow as she competes again, is when I go up there and I call games. So again, it's just so incredible to see what Nemoha Central is able to produce every single year and the talent level that they have. And that's why they're a team that competes year in and year out in the city.
Yeah, you know, once again, we were talking earlier, but in case people missed it, and obviously you wouldn't have seen it or heard us talk about this on the Silver Lake Channel until we just went on a little bit ago, but it is different. This is the second year of the new way of qualifying for state. You have the four-team regionals where the top two teams move on to sub-state, and then you have your four-team sub-state where you have to win that mini tournament to make it to state. And then, Brandon, what's new this year is that it's a three-day tournament now. So, for instance, these teams that we're seeing tonight, the destination is Hutchison, and they host the 3 and 4A tournaments. And this year, instead of putting 3 and 4A, where 3A's in the morning and then 4A's in the afternoon, and then goes all the way to midnight some nights, and I know last year Beloit was playing till midnight on a full play match at the end of the day, turn around and have to play a semifinal next morning. This year, you got 3A, that's going to be on Thursday. 4A is going to be on Friday. And then Saturday, you have your third-place matches, or your semifinals, your finals, and your third-place matches. But that prevents having that day where you go from 8:30
right.
to midnight. I think that's a great change for the volleyball teams and programs.
Yeah, you take it out of the basketball playbook. I mean, that's yeah. essentially what it is in Hutch. You know, when they have 3A girls, 3A boys, you know, the first round of games, they'll do boys that first day or the girls, vice versa. Then they mix it up. So it's taken a little bit out of the basketball state tournament format, and I think that's good for everybody involved. You get, I think, that little bit more rest, and you
yeah.
get, you know, the benefit factor of advancing, you know, past that opening stage. I just think it makes for better, I think, a better product overall when you just have that little bit of extra time and just a little bit of flexibility. So I like what they did there.
Yeah, I do too. And, you know, and you might be thinking, well, if you're 4A, you're going to play back-to-back days. Yeah, but you should be done a decent time
yeah.
instead of being done at midnight. So it takes away that situation where you could be playing last match. Somebody else might be off the court for 2 or 3 hours, whatever the case may be, and you have this long three-setter to end the night around midnight. And that's happened many times at state tournaments in Kansas over the years. And then you won't have anybody in that situation where you have to turn around and play, you know, bright and early the next morning in the most important match of their life, maybe, and that's the state semifinal. So we've seen some changes from Keisha in various sports, and volleyball is one of those as well. What about the regional format? You know, this is the second year. We got the regionals and then sub-state. What do you think about that, guys?
Oh, yeah, honestly, I really love it. Last year, I was able to call the sub-state up at Horton, and I just think it really plays out really well, you know, for all the players and being able to even host their kind of own sub-state when they come out of the regional and when they have that top seeding. So, really, I mean, I think the format works out really great. I think it gives a big opportunity for a lot more teams than what we can realize.
Well, you know, that's one thing, too, with regionals is you don't have to win the regional to stay, keep your season alive. You want the top two teams, and then, of course, you get a 14 sub-state, you got to win that. And certainly Silver Lake, I mean, I think they have to be the favorite to win 3A right now based on what their resume. I mean, they're 32-1, and their only loss to a 5A school in straight sets and a quadrangular at Shawnee Heights High School. They turn around and beat Seaman in straight sets. They beat Manhattan, ranked 7th and 6A in straight sets, and they have not lost since. They start 9-0, lost at the Shawnee Heights. They've rattled off 23 wins in a row. They're coming off their own tournament where they won every single one of their six matches in straight sets on Saturday. Jeff Weston, Sabetha in two, Hayes, who pushed them a little bit, in two, Paraly Compton in two, Sedgwick in two, beat Rossville in two, championship over Eudora in two. They have only dropped 5 sets all year long. They're 64-5. One of the things that I've mentioned a few times during the stream on the Silver Lake Channel is that they can beat you in so many ways. They don't have this, you know, 6-foot, crazy, amazing, athletic hitter that you got to fear and you can't wait till she gets on the back row and then you have a chance to come back. Because Silver Lake, Coach Johnson, she encourages her teams to let it fly from the back row. They attack from the front row, the back row. They got multiple girls that can hurt you. Kara Steiner's very athletic. Jane Wise is off to a great start. Paige Hyman has really come on as of late. She's a senior and she's a really good middle blocker. And then Kylie Haney is a terrific setter. And then you've got the libero, Jaylee Whitehead, who's been fantastic this year. And I tell you, this is just a Silver Lake team that has really great cohesiveness. You wouldn't say they've got a superstar, but they've got a cast of players that work really well together and a lot of talent from different angles.
Yeah, no, and they're a great team. And you look at it here just alone, Kylie Haney, a great player, 2,000 career assists. I mean, you have so many people on this team. Also, Jaylee Whitehead, 1,000 career digs. You've got a lot of players who have stayed here with the program, committed time to it, and have collected so many career goals, but there's no better career goal than winning a state championship, and that's what all these girls really come together and do. But also, again, shout out to some of these younger girls that are able to step up. Kara Steeter, I really only got to see her in basketball last season. In the one game I saw, it was her big breakout game as a freshman in basketball, and so she is a multi-sport athlete that is really able to make it work all the way around the court and across all of her sports, and that's what makes this Silver Lake team so impressive.
To tell you how good the Silver Lake team is, Kara Steiter, the 5'5 sophomore, she missed the Rossville tournament. She had to attend a wedding, and they won all their matches and beat Colton in three in the championship without her, and she's one of the most athletic players that they have, and they don't have a ton of depth necessarily, but Lexi Neufeld stepped in and did a nice job and got to play more, and they just rose to the occasion. And Silver Lake has the most championships in school state history in 3A with 9 of them, and they're looking for number 10 this year, and they get a matchup with Jeff West for the third time this year. Jeff West is in the pink jerseys with the black bottoms and the black numerals and lettering. Silver Lake is in the maroon unis with the gold stripes and trim and numerals. Jayla Whitehead, the libero in the white with the black number 2 on the back of her jersey. She's set to serve from the near side of the floor, serving to the far side as we sit here behind the Silver Lake team. So we are underway. Jeff West in Silver Lake. You're on the Silver Lake Channel, 103.9 KNZA. Kylie Haney with the set to Paige Windsor. Flaps it over. Jeff West now will go on the attack. Harriet Dean blocked at the net by Dider. Now Dider slaps it over for the point. Silver Lake has the early 1-0 lead. The starters for Jeff West, Paige Vetch is starting in the back row, a 5'4 senior. And then Savannah Jackson gets to start along with libero Macy Malone. And then it's Harriet Nemedine up front, along with Addison Schwinn, who two-hand sets it deep in the corner and just a little bit long, and it's 2-0 Eagles. Silver Lake, 17 state tournament appearances. Sarah Johnson, head coach, in her 18th year. She's won 4 state titles. Angie Bittner won 5 prior to her. That was her predecessor. Is diving for it, trying to get it, and Whitehead with the one-hand assist as she dives to her right, keeps it up in the air and over the net for the point. And that's one thing that also is tough against Silver Lake is they make you earn every single point. They get to a lot of volleyballs that other teams do not. They force you into mistakes. There's a nice slap over there by Dean. And Jeff West is on the board, 3-1 in favor of the Eagles. Silver Lake number 1 in the state. Beloit's ranked number 2. Halstead 3. Hoisington 4. And then Holton reclassified from 4A to 3A. They're number 5. And Silver Lake's beaten them 3 times. Every one going 3 sets. On the attack are the Tigers. Schwinn with the little two-hand set, little dink set. And Jane Wise couldn't get to it. 3-2 in favor of the Eagles.
Yeah, Schwinn did a really great job against Parilla Thompson. Her ability up front in the middle of the net, she really was just able to control and command the up front offense.
And this serve is wide, going cross court. Harriet Dean just missed it by an eyelash. So service air, 4-2. And here's Paige Windsor to serve. And she comes up with an ace as Libera Malone can't handle the heater from Paige Windsor. Windsor is one of those players where Dider gets a lot of publicity. Whitehead's been great as a libero. Haney, a terrific setter. Wise. And Windsor quietly goes about her business. She's kind of an unsung hero on this team as this one is blocked at the net, tapped over there by Dider again, and it's 6-2 Eagles. Janelle Noel is the head coach in her 4th year with Jeff West. They continue to get better each and every year in the win column. And this is a big time spike from Schwinn. She delivers cross court for the kill, 6-3 Silver Lake.
I just talked about Schwinn, and I'll talk about her again. Her ability to command that middle is just great, but they set her up so phenomenally, and Schwinn just takes advantage every time.
Libera Whitehead to Haney, out to Dider. Diving, keeping it alive is Emmy Dean. And then Dieter blocked for the net by Hyman with a solo block. Paige Hyman, the best blocker on this team, and she gets another solo stuff.
Yeah, anytime you can be a single blocker is impressive. That's block number 71 here for her on this season.
Jeff West on the attack. Dieter is blocked at the net. And now from the back row is Dider. There's Dieter and Dider. And there's a kill in the middle from Paige Hyman. And when she gets in a rhythm, she is tough to stop as well. There's just so many weapons that Silver Lake has. Timeout called by Jeff West. Eagles with the early lead, 8-3 in set 1. And we'll keep it right here as Silver Lake trying to knock off Jeff West for the 3rd time this season. And I mentioned the rankings. Number 6 is Trinity Academy. 7th is Goodland out way west. Holcomb 8, Maranatha 9, Heston 10. At one point, the Big East League had 4 teams that were in the top 10. And then they had Holton, which was in 4A at the time, and then Rossville in 2A. Rossville's ranked 5th in 2A. And then coming up Tuesday, Silver Lake will be at Nemaha Central to take on Coach Cook and her team. And then Jeff West, by the way, they have matches against Holton coming up on Tuesday.
I'll tell you what, it really proves a testament of how great this Silver Lake team is, being able to lead and be on top of the Big East. But I'll tell you what, early on here, as you mentioned, just a lot of great players already being able to show themselves here on the Eagles side for Silver Lake. Paige Hyman already 2 kills and a block. And we just saw that last point there, a quick quick set to Hyman. She's very decisive and quick with the attack. But Karis Deiter, already a kill and a block. Her ability up front is doing just a great job mismatching here on the Tigers' side, not able to really block it.
So it is Deiter to serve after the timeout call by Jeff West. The jump serve and perfectly placed cross court and into the left-hand corner for an ace from Karis Deiter. 9-3 Silver Lake. That's another thing. Silver Lake has a lot of jump servers, and there's risk and reward there, but they don't have just one jump server. About everybody can, and I'm talking some extra heat on the serve, too, not just hitting them over to be safe. Here's Wise, who elevates and blasts it home, and it's all Silver Lake and nearly going.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, Silver Lake able to just find multiple different athletes. They just don't have that one standout big monster player. Already three here early with kills. Hyman, Wise, and Deiter all doing some work up front.
Deiter the back row, Amy Dean. Now to Deiter. She curls it over the net. Here is Haney with the set to Wise. It is good. Yes, it is. Another kill. Well, the other thing that stands out about Silver Lake is they're so good at passing the ball. I mean, from Libera Whitehead, such a good in the back row, so good at keeping balls alive, but she passed the ball up to Haney, then Haney's a great setter. And then they can go middle or left or right outside hitters. Silver Lake with control of the volleyball from the back row is Deiter. Miss hits it into the net. And that will happen from time to time when you attack from the back row. 11-4, Jeff West. But that first match of the year between Silver Lake and Jeff West, Jeff West pushed Silver Lake a little bit, 25-23 in set one. Silver Lake won the second set 25-17. And able to twist her body just inside that antenna was Paige Hyman, able to put that one down, 12-4, Eagles.
Yeah, right now, Hyman, she's going off to the bench, getting a quick break, and man, she's already done some great work here early on. Three kills and a block. Her flexibility up front has really been shown here, being able to work all around the net.
Lexi Neufeld in to serve. Low serve down the middle. On the attack is Wise, off the block of Emmanuel. They set it up. Punched over, clips the tape. Windsor set over to Wise. Opportunity here for Jeff West, and with the dink is Deiter, 6'1 freshman, 12-5 Eagles.
Yeah, Deiter finally able to get in here for the Tigers, saw how great she was in that game against Perry LeCompton, 7 kills, an ace, as well as 2 blocks, 10 total points. I mean, the freshman, yes, does she have a couple of minor mistakes here and there, but if she can get herself going, it's going to be a dangerous task here to defend.
Savannah Jackson with the serve, it clips the tape, does not crawl over. Service error, 13-5 Eagles. And here is Kylie Haney, a 5'3 junior, second team All League last year. I would predict a first team All Leaguer this year. The back set, Deiter flips over with the left hand. Haney back set to Windsor, can't get it over the tape. 13-6 Silver Lake.
Yeah, and that was a nice player that was set up. Unfortunately, Windsor just not able to get the leverage early enough to that ball to put it across. Real, she had a nice alley on the right side.
So here is Deiter, the freshman to serve. Whitehead to the front row. Haney to Windsor. Malone diving for it to Libero. Punches it, but can't get it up in the air to the teammate. And it's a point side out for Silver Lake, 14-6. Here is Jaden Wise to serve. 5'8 senior outside hitter. Third-team All-Leaguer last season. Silver Lake undefeated in league play. They're 8-0. They already have a league match against Jeff West, so this is a non-league match. Here's a set to Emmy Dean. Cross-court off the block of Kinley Weber and also Paige Windsor. And it's 14-7. Apparently, Compton Silver Lake, the next varsity match here tonight on 103.9 KNZA and the Silver Lake Channel. That is a league match. And then Silver Lake, they could win that, then they could go for an undefeated league season at Nemaha Central on Tuesday. Rising and firing is Deiter. And we have a violation into the net called on Jeff West. 15-7. Deiter just a sophomore. And you mentioned she's a very good basketball player as well. There's a deep serve by Whitehead. Schwinn blocked to the net. Here's Whitehead in the back row for Silver Lake. To Hyman off the block of Jeff West. That was Stark with the block. Haney sets up Deiter. Hyman keeps it alive. Whitehead bumps it high in the air to Deiter. There is Savannah Jackson. Bumped over by Jeff West. Free ball. Opportunity for the Eagles. Windsor. Partially deflected. Now Emmy Dean. It's a long. Long rally goes to Silver Lake, 16-7.
Yeah, and again, you just mentioned long rally right there. Emmy Dean had a great set for an opportunity to hit it to the back row, just couldn't find that backcourt line. And when you have those long rallies and Jeff West has a chance to put it down, they have to find some efficiency.
Here is Emmy Dean. Here Haney sets it for Hyman. Malone, the libero, gets to it. Deep set, handled there by Wise. Back set to Windsor, and couldn't get it over.
Unfortunately, that back set was a little too shallow there for Wise, or else she would have had a nice chance to get up and play from the sideline.
16-8. Silver Lake in control of this first set. That's 2 out of 3. Rally scoring win by 2. Here's the serve by Harriet Dean. Haney bumps in the air for Dieter. Betch to Emmy Dean, and she delivers the kill. 5'6" sophomore, not tall, but she can definitely have some ups, says Emmy Dean, and another kill for her, 16-9.
Yeah, we saw some ups from her against the Kaz. She had a total of 7 total kills, just really able to get up and find some great shots up front.
And there is Hyman blasting it into the tandem block. Ends up being a point for the Eagles, and a side out. Paige Windsor to serve. 17-9, Silver Lake. Low liner. Malone deadens the ball. Pass it ahead. Schwinn. Whitehead. Takes a lick. Keeps on ticking. Kept it alive. Offensive opportunity for Emmy Dean. Punched and kept alive by Wise. At the net. Tigers. Dieter hits the deck. Keeps it alive for the back row. Wise. And she blasts it wide. Tell you, the Eagles don't get cheated usually when they... when they spike, especially from the back row, there are teams that you got to trust your players too. You got to be able to pull it off and show in practice that you can hit from the back row. Otherwise, if you're always hitting it long and out, there's no point of doing it. But there's an ace. Nice job by Malone, the libero, and a point for Jeff West. And I think that comes from your coaches, you know, saying, listen, if you're going to spike it, go for it, let it fly, as they say. 17-11. Haney the set, good pass from Windsor, and Dieter puts it off the block, left sideline for the kill. 18-11 Eagles.
Fair job by the sophomore, as you mentioned, going against the block. We've already seen her 2 kills, an ace and a block, already pulling off the hat trick here, and set number 1 for Dieter.
Dieter, solid serve down the middle. Schwinn, cross court set. Haney has it on the attack. This is Dieter off the block of Dieter. And a point for Silver Lake. Dieter to serve.
Well, you just said, again, a lot of the time for Silver Lake, they can get those great shots from behind the 10-foot line. Great example from Dieter. She's able to do it and go get the block and get a point.
Dieter, a little backspin on the serve. Dieter flicks it over. On the attack, Hyman, and she missed it that one by about 4 feet. She almost seemed embarrassed on that one. She's like, oh, my. So 19-12. Jeff West won earlier tonight in 3 sets over Perry Lacoston. That was their 20th win of the year. The match their win total from a year ago. They're 20-11. Haney the set to Wise with the blast. Drives it home, and it's 20-12, Silver Lake.
Yeah, that was a blast of the pass right there for Jaden Wise. She just had an immaculate setup and took it all the way home with a crusher. Wise already here, 3 kills in this set.
Here is Neufeld in the serve. Clips the tape, curls over. Now the Eagles have it on the attack. Windsor, Haney, sets it left side to Wise. Kapow! Another kill for Wise, 21-12, Eagles.
Like every time you mention Wise, there's just a huge hit just kind of coming around the corner. Wise just being able to be so effective on that outside edge right now.
Neufeld to serve. Here is Emmanuel, blocked by Kinley Weber for the Eagles. Another block at the net, and into the net for the Tigers. Also a lift of 21, should be 22-12. There they got it right on the scoreboard. Timeout, Jeff West. And we'll go ahead and take a timeout as well, or are we going to keep it here? You're good? All right, back in 30 seconds. 103.9 KNZA.
Kinder Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Brandon Tabman back with you for Perry Lee Compton High School. We have one more varsity match after this one. It'll be Perry Lee Compton versus Silver Lake. Silver Lake with the early lead here, 22-12 in set one, as Jeff West won their first match in three sets over Perry Lee Compton. The 22-12, Silver Lake, Lexi Neufeld to serve, 5-3 senior. Silver Lake's already had their senior night. Here's Dieter, blocked at the net by Wise. Nothing coming easy for Jeff West. Haney sets it, left-hand side, and effective set by Jaden Wise. I call that the changeup, 23-12. How many times do you have a couple blockers coming over, and you've been blasting it, and all of a sudden you just soft set over the top?
Yeah, it's like coming right up with the change-up ball, and that's exactly what was delivered by Wise right there.
23-12 as Neufeld misses wide right with her serve. Moving from west to east as the court sits here.
Dangerous to mention here, Paige Hyman finally getting that break off from the bench, coming back in here the front row for Silver Lake. Right before she came out, three kills and a block. Durability up front was just kind of unmatched.
Here's a jump serve by Savannah Jackson. It's a good serve, but dug out by Windsor. And Weber with a quick set from Haney. As we said, somebody can hit you from the outside hitters. They can hit you from the front row, the back row. They also can hit you in the middle with Hyman and also Weber. Should be 24-13. Can't put it up on the board yet. That's what I had. Yep, there it is. So here's Haney, set point for Silver Lake. They've only lost five sets all year. Line drive served by Haney. Back set to Dieter. Cross court. Boy, that was well done by the freshman Liz Dieter on a nice set. And the Tigers get the side out. 24-14 Eagles. It's the 70th set of the year for Silver Lake, and they're 64-5 in sets. Lost two in sets to Shawnee Heights. As there's the spike and the kill from Wise to finish off set one for Silver Lake, 25-14 Eagles. And we will take a timeout. Back with set number two. You're from Perry Lee Compton between the Eagles and Tigers. This is high school volleyball on 103.9 KNZA and MSC Sports Radio Network. All right, we'll go ahead and keep it here then. Appreciate everybody that's watching on the Silver Lake channel. First year that we've had that, we have five video channels. If you did not know, we have the Cobra channel, the Hiawatha channel, the Sabetha channel, the Holton channel, and now the Silver Lake channel. We receive lots of good words and compliments on all of our channels, so we greatly appreciate it. As Silver Lake takes the first set, we'll be back in a moment here on 103.9 KNZA.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So, Corinne and Silver Lake, very impressive in that first set, winning 25-14. What stood out to you?
Well, really, everything on the Silver Lake side stood out to me. Their ability to shut down Jeff West, only allowing four players up there to even get up on the board for Jeff West. But talk about Silver Lake here. Jaden Wye is just a very powerful hitter up front. Five kills, six total points. Paige Hyman, again, kind of alternating in and out of the bench, but three kills, a block, as well as Karis Deiter, who from the start of that set had the first 2 points, had three total kills, an ace, and a block there for the hat trick there in that first set. So really, this is a Silver Lake team that, as you mentioned at the very beginning, they don't have one standout player. Their entire team kind of stands out. The other thing that you brought to a mention is their ability to hit anywhere and everywhere from the court. They can move those chess pieces without being in the up front row. It's really impressive what Silver Lake has been able to do so far this season and how they continue to impress tonight over a Jeff West team.
So we'll flip in. Silver Lake goes to the east side, and Jeff West comes over to the west side. Jeff West in the pink uniforms with the black numerals outlined in the white, with Tigers on the back of the jerseys, and Silver Lake with the maroon jerseys with the gold trim along the sleeves and sides, and then the gold numerals and lettering. And Jeff West went three sets earlier against Perry Lee Compton, and now we'll need to force a third set to have any chance of winning against Silver Lake. Silver Lake's beat Jeff West the first two times they met, both times in straight sets earlier this season.
Well, we saw Jeff West against Perry Lee Compton. They lost that first set, but then they started balancing their offense a little more and being more aggressive in that second set. So I can imagine that they're going to try to apply the same strat here, but Silver Lake, man, they just looked really dominant in that set one.
Served by Harriet Dean. Back set, Windsor goes cross court short and misses. Points for Jeff West. Well, Jeff West lost the first set earlier tonight to Perry Lee Compton. Came roaring back like a Tiger would. See if they can do that against the number one team in the state in 3A. Silver Lake coming in 32-1 as served right into the net. Side out point for Silver Lake. Talk about Silver Lake offensively and how good they are, but they're also very good defensively, so makes it even tougher when you have those 3-point service errors like that to knock off a team of their caliber. 1-1 tie. Here is Deiter, rises, elevates, and scores. Nope, in the net on Silver Lake. So it's a side out for Jeff West.
Yeah, that's a tough break there for Silver Lake. That was a huge hit and looks to be a put down there by Deiter, but again, just getting a little too inched in the net.
Here's Emmy Dean, the sophomore, to the junior libero Whitehead. Quick set, and Hyman delivers, and we're tied at 2.
And Hyman does a great job just sitting right in the middle there. The setters are doing a terrific job of being able to get her quick sets. And quick sets, again, they're low, they're shallow, right to the net side, so her ability to make that quick read and put down is incredible.
Here's Dieter, dug out by Whitehead, and then cross court, nice dig by Emmy Dean against Wise. And then putting it down is Noel. 3-2 Jeff West. A little bit more fire and energy from Jeff West. You can already see it in the second set.
Well, just like the Perry Lee Compton match, that second set, they found energy.
Set for Wise, blocked. Deiter, and there's a stuff in the net. Now Haney has it to Hyman, and she sneaks it over off the deflection, the block. 3-3. Sarah Johnson, head coach, 18th year, assisted by Hillary Lott and Marissa Griffin, who was a part of 2 state championship teams in Silver Lake when she was in high school. Silver Lake, 9 state championships, the most in 3A. And there's an easy put away at the net for Kinley Weber on the bad pass, 4-3 in favor of the Eagles. Last year, Silver Lake lost in the sub-state finals to Royal Valley. They beat Royal Valley earlier in the year. Did not make state a year ago. Here's Dieter, powers at home. That was a nice set. Good execution on offense for Jeff West. Tied at 4.
Yeah, and Jeff West wants to see a little more of that action. Those quick sets right in the middle. Liz Dieter finding some more involvement, especially a 6'1" freshman who was just really dominant in that first match against Perry Lee Compton. Of course, if you're Jeff West, you want to see her try to make some repertoire that first game.
Jeff West will be at Holton on Tuesday. Silver Lake will be in Seneca to take on Nemaha Central. The regular season winding down before regional play. Here's Wise with the Picasso down the line. 5-4 Silver Lake. You couldn't go over and set the ball any better.
And I said it in that first set for Wise. When you say her name, you feel like there's a huge hit coming around the corner, and it's been that every single time. When there's A, there's B. When there's Wise, there's a big hit.
Here's Dieter, who's a big hitter as well. And blocked at the net for the point for Silver Lake. 6-4. Eagles in set two. They won the first set 25-14. And this one, too hot to handle for Silvero Malone. Whitehead, or excuse me, Haney with the ace, and it's 7-4. Haney's really good at moving the ball around when she serves. Here's Jackson, the back set to Dieter. And a lift is called on the Tigers. So four consecutive points for Silver Lake.
You know,
8-4.
You know, I always feel like your setter typically has, you know, a great ability also behind the service line. As I mentioned earlier, Haney, 2,000 assists on his career.
Tigers struggling to get it over. They do. But now a chance to go on the attack. Set up the offense. Windsor delivers down the middle with the blast and the jackhammer. 9-4. And a timeout, Jeff West. 9-4, Silver Lake back in 30 seconds on 103.9 KNZA.
I'm Dr. Jimenez, and I want to take a moment to talk to you about breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, a time to remind everyone that early detection saves lives. Breast cancer is one of the most common cancers among women, but with regular screenings, like mammograms, we can catch it early when it's most treatable. If you're 40 or older, or if you have a family history of breast cancer, talk to your doctor about when to get started screening. Here at Holton Community Hospital, we're proud to offer a range of breast cancer services, all available close to home. Whether it's screening, diagnosis, or treatment, our dedicated team is here to support you every step of the way.
Yep. All right, so here's Haney to serve for Silver Lake. A set over to Stark. And then a block at the net and a point for Jeff West, 9-5. Okay. All right, so I'd had a problem with the stream. I will say that we need to tell people, too, we haven't had any problems all year long with the channel from that standpoint, but if that does happen, refresh your screen. Or get out of the app and then get back in. That helps, too. Here is Weber, and I think she was in the net. She was. 9-5. Here is the serve on the way for Jeff West. Silver Lake with the bump, and Windsor hits it wide. 9-6. It was looking, is it looking good there? Are we updated on the stream? Is it rolling? It's not? It's not working? Okay. All right. Well, then I'll have to dump out of this and see what happens. Oh, I'm trying to do a radio broadcast as well. 9-7 in favor of Silver Lake. And a side out for Jeff West.
I'll tell you what, we got a close one back and forth right now between these two teams in this set number two. You know, for the Silver Lake team, we talked about Jeff West in that set number two against Prairie LeConte and their ability to bounce back here. And, man, they're doing a great job here holding some momentum. Here a point back for Silver Lake. Back to serve, Jaden Wise behind the service line. Wise already a terrific night so far. 6 kills and 7 total points. Here she pops it over the top in the front row court right now here for the Tigers. Back here on the Silver Lake Eagles side behind the 10-foot line. A play up top for Dieter. Back across for the Tigers. They handle up front left side Dean. And that is put down for a kill. Emmy Dean from the Jefferson West Tigers from the strong side putting it down for the third kill of this game here against Silver Lake.
All right, the stream should be back up and going. At least it looks like it here, so hopefully we'll be able to stay up. We're on a hot spot here at Perry LeCompton, not as good of a signal as there's a spike and a kill for Guider in Silver Lake. The Eagles up 11-9. Silver Lake won the first set, 25-14 over the Tigers. Tigers are definitely more competitive here in the second set. And there's a chance for Hyman to put it away, and she does. 12-9 Eagles.
And I feel like as soon as you put a ball anywhere close down the middle lane of the net, Paige Hyman, she's going to put her name right there on the concrete block.
The spike and the kill from Stark, 12-10. The set to serve is Harriet Dean. Jeff West trying to win set two, force a third. Here's a jump serve by Dean. Wise to Haney. Back set to Windsor. And Windsor is able to finish it. 13-10 Eagles.
Windsor also another terrific Silver Lake Eagle that we can give a shout-out to that has three kills so far in this match. A total of six different Silver Lake Eagles have been able to go on the board via a kill, just being able to rotate a nice front row.
Here is Haney. Jeff West with it on... I don't know what to do on that. And that's it, long. Brendan, I'll let you take that over for now so I can try to fix the stream.
Yeah, all good. Again, trying to get things corrected here on the Silver Lake Channel. 103.9 KNZ right now, 14-10 lead here in this second set for Silver Lake, and this will be a service error gone long here for Paige Windsor. That's actually the first service error here of this match for Silver Lake against Jefferson West. The Tigers now here is taking over behind the service line is Emmy Dean. Great night for her so far, only one ace against Silver Lake. Waiting her serve, whistle's now going, and here from the Rocky Top, float serve all the way to the right corner, nearly putting down her second ace. Dider's able to get it across, and Dider puts it down for a kill. The sophomore is just so athletic from the top. She has done well here in this second set. Two kills and a total of five here against Jeff West. Heading back to serve once more. Dider over the top here, handling it up front. It's a deep set, and Dider puts it away. An incredible deep set from the right to the left side to Dieter, and Dieter silences the momentum for a moment here on the Silver Lake side. Back to serve, Ashton Schwinn. She puts it long. It's handled here. Deep back set. Hyman goes cross with it. Almost puts it down. Tigers handling. Tapped across by Harriet Dean. Now back in the front row, a slide that almost gets put down here on the Tigers' side. They're handling once more, and a kill gets put down by Paisley Emanuel. Her first kill in this match here against Silver Lake, 15-13. Jeff West only down by two here, trying to find some momentum and a spark of life. Up in the front row, Silver Lake handling, going cross and long with it. It's out of bounds for the point here for Jefferson West. Just hit too long there by Jaden Wise, someone who hasn't been too unwise with the hitting potential so far in this set. It's 15-14. Tigers still down by one, and it looks like we're going to get two thumbs up from the referee. That means the JV ball stepped into the varsity court. That's the wrong spot. Put it across. We're going to replay the point here, 15-14. Silver Lake still with the lead in this second set. They won set number one, 25-14, trying to secure this one, a two-set match. On the Jefferson West side, Paisley Emanuel nearly putting it down. Silver Lake able to handle from the 10-foot line. Hyman nearly gets it all the way across. Here up front, one more try. Pushed right back from a block up front. Silver Lake still handling, and a kill. And Jefferson West, I believe that was Schwinn, kind of feeling, again, a little embarrassed there about putting that hand out for that ball. A kill that gets put down by Wise. It's 16-14, Silver Lake here, the lead by two. Back with the ball behind the service line. Lexi Newfield here up front. Paisley Emanuel going cross with it. Silver Lake handling a huge spike, nearly put down by Jaden Wise. Silver Lake back with it on their side. Up front, quick set. And they're going to get Silver Lake up in the net. And you're seeing some huge momentum switching over here, the Jefferson West side. It's 16-15. Tigers only down by one. Substitutions coming in here for Jefferson West. You're going to see Harriet Dean step off the court. Also stepping here into the court on the Jefferson West side, Savannah Jackson, the junior. She comes back here to serve. Jimmy Dean, she comes in for Harriet Dean. This serve just over the top of the tape. Silver Lake will be able to handle it here. Barely pushing it across, but putting it down for the point will be Jaden Wise. 17-15 now, separating this by two in set number two is Silver Lake. Looking to make it a quick two-set match against Jefferson West. After this, they will take on Perry LeCompton. Up front, back set, Dieter, and she rips that one right on through the middle. Dieter making quick work with it. Slicing it like pie between the defenders. 17-16, Jeff West keeps this one within one. Liz Dieter behind the service line once more. So far, four kills in this match against Silver Lake. She teeters this one just across. Silver Lake back set. Oh, down at the back row, putting it finessively down is Wise. Flying an open alley, and Wise not only gets the kill, but heads behind the service line. While Silver Lake now leads 18-16 in this set number two. Wise. Floats this one across, up in the front row. It's going to be a deep set. That is put down by Emmy Dean. Nothing but a Tiger roar from the left side. Substitution comes in for Jefferson West. Paisley Emanuel stepping onto the court to the left side. Here, serve is across by Jefferson West. Silver Lake handling, and a dig sends it across by the libero from Jefferson West. And that goes down as a point. It's now tied at 18 all in set number two. Silver Lake, again, they won set one, 25-14. This is a must-win desperate of attempt in set two for Jefferson West. Back set, Hyman blocked up front, leading the charge is Emmy Dean. And the Tigers are roaring here with all sorts of momentum. And a timeout is called. We're going to take a quick 30-second break. We'll be right back here on 103.9 KNZ, 19-18. Jeff West takes the lead.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to 103.9 KNZ. Soon to be back live and up, hopefully here on the Silver Lake Channel. Wade Gershner along with also Brandon Thatman. Set number two, Jefferson West just took the lead 19-18. Their first lead over Silver Lake here in this match. They lost set number one 25-14. Here they lead set number two 19-18. Back to serve here for Jefferson West with a one-point lead. Tyra Davis, the sophomore. Here, she puts it across the net. Silver Lake trying to get themselves back in this contest, and Zyder puts it into the net. Jefferson West back-to-back points after the timeout called by Sarah Johnson, head coach of the Silver Lake Eagles. It's 20-18. Here, Jefferson West leads by two. This one put across the backcourt. Silver Lake handling up front. Zyder, it's off the double blocking. Zyder, the sophomore, rips one right on through the wicket. It comes through also. Huge here for Silver Lake. Paige Hyman stepping back in here up front. She has been a menace to handle here for the Tigers. See if they're able to be able to sustain this lead as they're up 20-19. Long hit that goes deep here from Emmanuel Paisley. Or Paisley Emmanuel, excuse me. We are now deadlocked at 20 apiece. Point just went to Silver Lake. Heading back to serve is Jaylee Whitehead. Whitehead. Jump serve. Pops it across here. And a free ball is going to have to get sent over. No, that's a hit that goes straight into the net from Addison Swin on Jefferson West. Timeout has to get called here by Jeff West. They are now down 21-20 to Silver Lake here in set number two. It's a must-win set number two. We'll be back in a quick 30 here on KNZA.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Buildings serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
Welcome back here on 103.9 KMZA. Credit Prophet, Wade Gershner, and Brandon Sabin all here down at Perry LeCompton. But right now it's the Jefferson West Tigers, Silver Lake Eagles going at it. Miscommunication on the the Jefferson West side. After the timeout, Jefferson West just took. They're down 22-20 in a must-win set number two. Silver Lake with a two-point lead. Here's the serve over across. And that is an ace. Jaylee Whitehead, just a finesse over the tape for the serve. Her first ace of the match, 23-20. Silver Lake leads. Next one gets put across, and that's back-to-back aces. How much more does she have in the sleeve? 24-20, it's match point for Silver Lake. They went down 20-18 to Jefferson West. Silver Lake here on quite the rally. It's 24-20. Can they get match point and secure it? And Jaylee Whitehead does it all by herself. Pulls a three of a kind. Three straight aces. 25-20 to finish set number two. Set number one finished 25-14. Again, set number two finishing 25-20. Jefferson West making a nice comeback in the later stretch. But Silver Lake puts the hammer down and secures the first match here tonight for Silver Lake. Up next here, they got Perry LeCompton. Jefferson West Tigers, they split today 1-1. Again, they beat Perry LeCompton earlier on tonight. We're going to take a step aside real quick. We'll be right back here on KNZA.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank is here to help local businesses. From sole proprietors to storefront shops, we have the money to loan and the expertise to share. Our digital auto books lets local businesses receive card and ACH payments within their online banking.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
I'm Zach Lancaster. I'm a lender at the Farmer State Bank. We can help to finance a new vehicle or boat and RV loans, motorcycles, ATVs, and side-by-sides. The rates are competitive just like they are with our auto loans. Because we are a local bank, we have a lot of flexibility that other banks don't have when we're looking at financing. And that's what I like about Farmers.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Everyone, welcome back here to 103.9 KMZA, Credit and Profit, Wade Gershner, and Brandon Sabin. Again, we're testing out some new technology here today, some on-site broadcasting. So, again, apologies here for all the technical issues, but here we are rocking and moving here tonight against Silver Lake. They just secured their first match here of the night against Jefferson West, winning set number one, 25-14, and set number two, 25-20. Jefferson West, man, they made a good rally there in set number two, started make a comeback, took their first lead of the match against Silver Lake, got up 20-18, but Silver Lake, they called a timeout, were able to get things back on track and win set number two, 25-20. Some quick stats there from that match. Jefferson West Tigers finishing with 15 total kills, one ace, and three service errors. Silver Lake, 23 kills, six aces, and only two service errors. Stats there unofficial. Jaylee Whitehead, though, for Silver Lake, pulled out the three of a kind there to secure that set. Three straight aces to end it. A player who has 1,000 career digs. Just an incredible job by Whitehead to make that secure at the very end. Jaden Wise, she had a great two sets there against Jefferson West with eight total kills, 10 points. 4 kills in set number 1, 3 kills in set number 2. Paige Hyman, an absolute wrecking ball in the middle of the net for Silver Lake. She had a total of 6 kills and 2 blocks for Silver Lake. Kylie Haney, also an ace and a point. Karis Deiter, don't forget the sophomore who really had an incredible night as well. 6 kills, an ace, as well as a block. Paige Windsor finished with 3 kills and an ace. So Jefferson West Tigers' night is up. They end the night splitting 1-1 with teams today. They beat Perry LeCompton in 3 sets. They lost set number 1, 25-21, but came back winning set number 2, 25-14 and 25-15. And here tonight, Jefferson West, again, they dropped set number 1 and 2 against Silver Lake, 25-14 and 25-20. So our last two teams here to battle it out tonight. We're on the way there in just a few moments here, roughly. But Silver Lake, again, they still have one more opponent to take on tonight. That's the Perry LeCompton Cause, a team that is now currently 18-11 on the season after the loss to Jefferson West. So again, Perry LeCompton, 18-11 going to that final match, 5-5 in the league. Jefferson West Tigers, they come out of here today 8-4 in the league and 20-12 overall. Silver Lake improving to 9-0 in the league and 33-1 overall. All right, we're going to step aside real quick here, take a moment, and again, we'll come back a little later for the Silver Lake and Perry LeCompton final matchup here tonight on 103.9 KNZA.